I don't want to go to a new church. All my friends are back at our old church.
It doesn't matter which church you go to, but it's really important to be part of a family of believers wherever you live. Do you go to church on Sunday? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Do you ever wonder why it's so important to keep going to church? Sure, that's where you hear about God and learn from the Bible. But another reason to go to church is to encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. We must not quit meeting together, as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. Our story today is called Fish Out of Water. As the small rowboat rocked with the gentle motion of the water, Andrew watched his father cast out his fishing line. "Dad," said Andrew, "I don't want to go to the new church tomorrow. All my friends are back at our old church. I know we had to move because of your job, but I'm going to miss Pastor Davis and my friends." Dad slowly reeled in his line a little and looked at his son. "I'm going to miss everybody, too. But when we get settled in a new church, we'll make new friends. We still need to worship God and learn more about Him." "But can't we just have church by ourselves at home?" asked Andrew. "You could play your guitar and we could sing. Then you and Mom could teach us from the Bible." "Hold on a minute," said Dad. "I've got a bite." A minute later, he held up a small bluegill. "Looks like this one is too small to be any use to us," he said. "What would happen if we just threw this fish in the boat and left it there?"
"It would die," said Andrew.
"Well, what if instead of throwing it back, we take the fish to another lake and let it loose?" Dad asked. "Would it be able to live there?" Andrew thought a moment. "I think so, as long as we didn't leave it out of the water too long." "Well," said Dad, "our family is a little like a fish that's been taken from one lake and put into another. We're in a new place, but we have everything we need to go on living. Food, clothes, a home." He paused. "There's one more thing we need. We need to have fellowship with other Christians, and church is a good place to do that. If we don't go, we're a little like fish out of water."
"We wouldn't die," Andrew pointed out.
"No," said Dad, "we wouldn't actually die, but we'd miss an environment where we could be fed and encouraged spiritually and where we can encourage others." Andrew was silent a few moments.
"Okay, Dad," he said finally. He gave his dad a little grin.
"This is one fish you've convinced." Well, how about you? Have you felt out of place when you've had to change churches? If you're a Christian, you're really out of place, like a fish out of water when you don't attend church. Meeting with other Christians is an important part of worshiping God and growing in our faith. When you have to move to a different church, it may take a little time before you feel at home there. But with God's help, you can make that transition. Our key verse is Hebrews 10:25.
We must not quit meeting together, as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other.
And our key thought today, worship God with others.
Hey, Zach, what do you do when your closest friend doesn't want to be your friend anymore?
Hi, Shelby. That sounds like a tough situation. I know it can feel pretty bad when a friend doesn't want to be a friend anymore. My advice to you is to continue to be kind to them. That's what Jesus would want you to do. Then, when your friend sees you treating them kindly, they might realize that you still care about them no matter what. Now, if that doesn't work, you can still be kind to them, but realize that there are many more people in your neighborhood, church, or school that would probably like to be your friend too. And lastly, Jesus will always be a good friend to you no matter what. Hebrews 13:5 says, God has said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Thanks again, Shelby, for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.